Om Shanti. First of all, I would like to extend warm welcome to many of Baba's children who have arrived during the whole day today. Welcome home. May I request all of you who are sitting at the back here and there to come in front and occupy the seats. You can sit in the front sofas also. Those who know English, you can come in the front line. No seniors will be coming today. So you can take the chance to be in the front row. Brothers as well as sisters, come closer so we will be able to share and communicate even more closely. As all of us are aware, one of the signals that we all have received from Baba for our progress in Brahmin life at the present time is to use our minds in the right way, in a positive way, to serve ourselves and serve other souls. Of course, we can do that in many ways. We can have good wishes for ourselves. We can send good wishes to others. We can have pure feelings for everyone in our heart. We can constantly have the feeling of being a bestower, always giving. We can give blessings, receive blessings. All this is mansa seva, but the highest form of serving through the mind is through sakash. That is the ultimate, the final stage in which we can serve the whole world, being in one place. It's a beautiful word. We cannot have accurate translation in, you know, from English as we have in Hindi, sakash. Sakash has many things combined together. It's not just light. It is not just might. It is not just bhavna. It is not just pure thoughts, pure feelings. It is much more than all of this. So we try to explore to some extent what is all this sakash is about, what benefits we can receive by giving and receiving sakash, how to prepare ourselves to receive sakash, and finally, how to become an instrument to give sakash to the whole world. But when I think of this word sakash, four things comes to my mind. All these together only can create that stage. First is energy. Second is strength. Third is power. And fourth is might. If I don't have energy, I won't have strength. And if I don't have strength, I cannot connect. And if I don't connect, I don't receive. Do you agree? So how do we create energy? Because we have to create energy. Just like we eat physical food and digest that physical food. So it becomes energy. And when we are weak, you know, we say, oh, I don't have any energy today. Because physically we feel that weakness. So in spiritual terminology, energy is created through knowledge. Because knowledge is actually light, it is also might. So when I, the soul, I create a hobby to first of all listen to knowledge, absorb knowledge, churn knowledge, I create energy. Energy comes from food, and knowledge is food. So I must take care that I feed my intellect with the right type of food, so I create energy. So when the energy is absorbed into myself, you know, then I have the strength. You see, then I can work for 8 hours, I can run, I can do anything through this body. In the same way, the intellect gets the strength when I churn the knowledge, when I embody the knowledge. Listening to the knowledge brings energy. We feel happy. We feel nice. We feel intoxicated. But by churning knowledge, using knowledge into action, embodying the knowledge, I create strength. My intellect becomes strong. Unless my intellect is strong, have strength, it cannot connect and hold that connection for a longer period of time. Just like when my feet is weak, I cannot stand for hours. You know, I can't even walk, let alone standing. So intellect is the feet of the soul. So I have to strengthen my intellect by not just feeding the intellect with right type of food, but digesting the food and creating energy and transform it into strength. So the strength comes through digestion, churning. And once I have made my intellect strong, then I connect with Baba, Yoga of Intellect, then I can receive power. No, just like two wires, when they are connected, you get current. So you begin to receive the power. And of course, when those powers manifest in action in different forms. But when I, the soul, I am filled with all powers, not just power. You know, if you are powerful, it's not enough. You can only look after yourself. But I have to become all powerful. And that is the final stage of might. Almighty. So when you are all powerful, you are Master Almighty. So this is just the groundwork I have to do in order to prepare myself to understand Sakash. You know, this is actually just like plowing the soil to sow the seed. I cannot just think of, you know, Sakash just like that. But I need to actually energize myself, strengthen my intellect, connect it with Baba, and let the powers flow from Baba and to me, that I become all powerful, and so I become master almighty authority. Is that clear? So I cannot afford to waste any of my time, any of my thoughts during the day. So when you are engaged in all these four aspects, you are doing Mansa Seva. You understand? Because I have already engaged my mind and intellect, it has turned inwards, and so it is actually serving myself. It is also a form of Mansa Seva. Because very often when we think of Mansa Seva, we only think outward, reaching out to somebody. But I have to reach out to myself first. Now, how do we, you know, one, we talk about yoga power. The stage of yoga also counts a lot in experiencing giving and receiving Sakash. So what must be my stage of yoga? I connect it, I draw power from Baba, I become almighty. But how long should I hold that stage so that I reach to a stage in which my yoga takes the form of a volcano? So to give Sakash, I need to have such powerful stage, a stage which can be described as the fire of yoga or volcanic form, where total awareness of the body has dissolved. It's just the light. When light with the light becomes volcanic form. So first of all, I would like to describe what is Sakash. We know yoga power, we know fire of yoga, but Sakash is even beyond it. So Sakash can be described as a powerful current of light and might that contains all powers and all virtues. That is a stage, you know. It's full, it's complete. Sakash is a special current filled with light and might of all powers and all virtues. We can also say Sakash is God's unconditional love, pure feelings of power, filled with love in the forms of special rays of spiritual energy that emanates. Actually, the source of Sakash is God. Source of Sakash is God. So Sakash has unlimited properties of power and healing attributes. You know, it cannot be seen. Sakash cannot be seen, just like you cannot see the colors hidden in a ray of light. No, seven colors are within every ray of light. So you can't see the colors with a naked eye. So you can't see the Sakash, but we can only describe it as a, you know, a tiny current of electricity which is felt on your hand. You know, when by mistake you touch the electric, you know, in 1 second, how the current passes through your body, you are thrown out. But when you receive Sakash, it pulls towards the magnet. It doesn't throw you out. So it is an invisible current, a special current, a divine current. Sometimes I call it as radiation. Some of you who have experienced recovering physical illness through radiation, you would know what it means. You know, there is no external touch to the body, but inside, wound is healed through the intense power that reaches to the inside. So that is Sakash, that spiritual radiation. And also you can say that it's an aura of calm that pervades the atmosphere and creates an assuring silence, as if you feel like a guardian angel, you know, providing you with a canopy of protection, feeling. All of a sudden, an aura of protection like a guardian angel. It's invisible. And we can also say that it is a powerful, pure energy that is transmitted through pure thoughts and pure feelings, either through the intellect or through the eyes. These are the two ways you can emit Sakash. You know, if you are in contact with the people in front of you, you transmit, you emit Sakash through your eyes. Or if souls are distant, you emit Sakash through your intellect. So Sakash, you can understand, it actually contains all God's qualities, God's powers. So actually, what are the benefits I can experience when I receive Sakash? Benefits of Sakash. It can change the attitude and transform depressed or degraded souls and give them an experience of instant love power. It's instant. Experience of instant God's love power when you receive Sakash. Secondly, it is a feeling of instant upliftment, you know, that brings total peace and contentment. See, that is why Baba is asking us to use our mind to serve souls. They are crying for peace. They are looking for happiness. So when these rays reach out to them, instant feeling of becoming content, being uplifted. And also possible that this Sakash will make the soul who are lost, who are searching, reach their destination. You know, this Sakash becomes like a guiding light in the dark Iron Age. So the lost souls, searching souls, get into their destination. It's also possible for souls to have self-realization and God-realization in a second. It's an instant experience because it's filled with God's properties. With God's Sakash, the soul can be liberated from having to labor and achieve constant success. When I am doing something, I get success after labor. That is not great. But when there is that instant success without labor, it's understood. It's God's sakash that is working. Difficulties becomes easy. Impossible becomes possible. So just like as I mentioned, the sun rays, you know, sun gives sakash. We can think of the example of sakash, the physical sun. So sun has several speciality. It gives light. Its power in the rays of that light can bring rain, create clouds and shower. But the same rays of the sun can also dry the water and create, you know, the land becoming free from flood. So it has the power to kill the germs in the atmosphere. You know, it has the power to remove the darkness and bring light. So the best example you can think of when you are remembering the word sakash is the sun. He can do all that because it is beyond any kind of limit. Any kind of bondage doesn't bound the sun. So just like the rays of the sun, the God's sakash with all powers and all virtues, with all nutrients, actually it restores the energy within the soul and the soul returns to its original state very easily. And many more benefits actually. But this is just to make myself understand what is the wonder of sakash. Now, how to receive sakash? What dharana, you know? It's not like sun is stopping to give sakash, but you have to know how to receive it. Like for example, now we have solar energy. You know, we have put so many solar, so that it can absorb the energy of the sun and can be used. So it has the power to absorb. So how can I receive the sakash from God? How can I receive sakash from those souls who are sharing that sakash with me? Because first of all, I need to receive. Then only I can give, isn't it? If I have not received, I have not accumulated, I cannot share. So this is an important aspect to keep in my mind in preparation to make myself available to give sakash. So the first important dharana is constant effort to practice purity on all levels. Because purity is an important aspect in preparing my intellect to receive the sakash. Purity in my mind, divinity in my intellect. Purity in thought, words, action in relationship. The purer I am able to make my mind and my intellect, the longer I can hold the energy that I receive. And secondly, while performing every action, to have the awareness of the real self, the authentic self, the original self. That is why Baba emphasizes so much on the experience of soul consciousness. Because it's only when I am soul conscious, I can connect with Baba, I can draw that power. Even though it is the first lesson, it is very important to pay attention, to have the self-realization, remember Baba in soul consciousness. And thirdly, to practice selfless motivation. Because, you know, selfishness is such a bondage. It does not allow me to fly, go beyond. So, selfless motivation in service. That is why Baba has given us to remember two words. I am only Karanhar and Baba is Karavanhar. So if you maintain this awareness while performing any kind of action for service, you will always have selfless motivation. I am not doing it. The one who is getting it done is Baba. I am only an instrument. It's very, very important to have this dharana so that I am able to allow my intellect to become humble. In the instrument consciousness, I have humility in my intellect. My intellect can easily connect to Baba. And very important aspect also is to remove any negative karma in this lifetime. You know, I don't remember what negative karma I did in my past life. That also has to be resolved through yoga. But in this lifetime, whatever negative action I have performed, I must make sure that I write it to Baba, I speak it to the responsible instrument, but somehow I must remove it from my intellect, from my heart. And deep, intense tapasya. Constant. Tapasya means intensity in my meditation and no leakage in my mind and intellect. Because if there is leakage in my mind and intellect, I cannot concentrate. Because concentration and stability is a very important aspect in becoming instrument to give sakash. You know, I remember the experiments we used to do in college when I was a physics student. You know, they used to put a paper and place a convex lens and let the rays of the sun concentrate on the lens. And they used to teach us what is concentration. Concentration means transformation. And we saw with our own eyes how the paper that was below the convex lens used to get burnt. Why? Because the heat of the sun rays due to concentration has that property to burn. So if I want to receive sakash, you know, such powerful rays, I need to have concentration of my intellect. It's the intellect which has to have concentration and it's the mind which has to be stable. When your mind is stable, your intellect is concentrated. When my mind and intellect has stability and concentration, I don't think there is any waste, any leakage. So this is why one of the dharana Baba has been emphasizing for us is no waste. I cannot think of even having good wishes for others if I have waste. The waste has to be totally, you know, finished. And also another important dharana that I need also is constant good wishes and pure feelings in my heart for everyone, including myself. Because, you know, sometimes we all have good feelings for others, but sometimes we don't have it for our own selves. So this is why some of these dharana will help me to prepare my mind, my intellect, to give sakash, to go beyond limitations, to become equal to Baba. You know, you have to be in the stage of equal to Baba. Because it is only then I connect, and that connection will create that current which becomes a special rays of light and might. So now, what preparation I have to make in my intellect to receive Sakash, especially the intellect. Because I always consider in Brahmin life, our intellect is the greatest asset. Always take care of your intellect. Because if my intellect is affected due to any reason, let alone Sakash, you cannot even connect with Baba. You know, you cannot even receive power. And so, preparation to receive Sakash begins with making my intellect clean and clear, like a crystal. So that, you know, God's intellect, I can connect with my God's intellect and draw that special properties of virtues and powers and qualities. So the preparation I need is to make my intellect, of course, divine, clean and clear. That means my intellect is totally free from even the trace of waste. It's so clean and clear, like a mirror. And also another important preparation, the stage. My stage should be angelic stage. I should bring my angelic form. So when I have my angelic form and I maintain my angelic stage, it becomes easy to receive Sakash. You know, I make myself a good receiver. My speed of thoughts, in fact, should be zero. That's what Dadi says, don't think. So only one powerful thought, and I just embody that thought. See, when you have a powerful thought, you don't have to think of it again and again. You just embody. See, this is the kind of practice Baba made Dadis to have when they were in tapasya. You know what is tapasya? Go into the depth of one thought and embody it. I remember Manohar Dadi. She used to share her experience. Baba used to tell them, you know, give them one thought. You are a pure soul. You are a powerful soul. Okay, go and sit in solitude and do tapasya. So they will sit there on the mountains for 2 hours. Just in that one thought. And just embody it. That is self-realization. So how many of us can do that? You know, it is not repeating that thought. I am. That's all. Just like I know my name, that's it. I don't repeat it. So the speed of thoughts has to be zero. Just one powerful thought. No influence. No attraction, no repulsion. The intellect should be beyond influences. You know, you like something, you get attracted. You don't like, you get repulsion. That's also influence. which is not going to allow me to receive Sakash. Very important preparation is total surrender of my intellect. Not just this intellect surrendering, but ego in my intellect. When I have surrendered my intellect with Baba, to Baba, so there is only one Baba and none other. All relationships are with one God. Soul is merged in the love of God. That's the sign of surrender. You know, you don't have anybody else. It's only Baba and me. So you are easily merged in the love of God. And it is at that time you feel God, like an eternal surgeon, is taking over your intellect, examining the intellect, attending the needs of your intellect. So your intellect becomes godlike. So that's why I was mentioning, take care of your intellect. Let it not be under any kind of influence. Because if there is any influence on my intellect, I become untouchable to God. God's intellect cannot touch my intellect. You understand? You know, God's intellect is like philosopher's stone. Paras. So anyone who touches the philosopher's stone, anything, it becomes gold, they say. So I have to really look after my intellect so it doesn't come under any influence. Even in the form of doubt. If I have doubt, that is an influence also, influence of the company. That's why Dadi always says, take care of the company you keep. Because your company affects your intellect. You know? So I have to make sure my intellect is totally surrendered to Baba so that God's intellect can influence me. So when there is influence of God's intellect on my intellect is ready to receive God's Sakash. So it feels like, as I said, when you are receiving that Sakash, it is really healing. It's really healing, spiritual healing. I give you two examples here. You know, once Dadi Janki was in Pune. It was many, many years ago. And she was not well. She was having some really severe pain in Pune. And Baba was in Madhuban. You know, he did not know. So in the evening, Baba was conducting meditation to some of the sisters there. And all of a sudden, you know, Baba's eyes were open. Baba was looking at everyone. But everybody felt that Baba was not there. And Baba's face starts changing. So people start to think, what is happening? So they asked Baba, Baba, what is happening to you? Baba said, I am drinking the pain of Janak. And Dadi was receiving so much Sakash that she was free from pain. You know, this Dadi's intellect was so accurately connected to Baba that she could catch Baba's power and her pain was healed. And the practical proof that Baba was not there. He was there, but he was not there. You know, the body was there, but the intellect was totally Sakash facing Dadi. So practically, Dadi got too well. the healing power of Sakash. Another practical example is, I don't know how many of you know Dada Vishwakishore. You know, he was one of the right hands of Baba. So he was very sick in 1968. He was in the hospital. He had an operation and he had really pain, severe pain in his body. He couldn't sleep. So Baba came to know about it, and whole night Baba woke up and he was meditating, but the Sakash that was emanating from Baba's yoga reached to Dada, and in the morning he was able to totally become free from pain. I'm just sharing this example to show the healing effect of Sakash. You know, there is no selfishness, there is no self-centric desire, but Baba was on the unlimited. So it has that healing, spiritual radiation effect. And, you know, deep energy restoring, you know, a weak soul becomes completely strong. So one is preparing myself to receive Sakash. Now, giving Sakash. How can we give Sakash? So there are two ways, as I mentioned earlier. One, through the eyes, because these eyes are instrument to share the vibrations of our inner self, you know. And the second is Sakash through the intellect. Because intellect is the instrument to share the energy of the soul, energy of God's power to others. So actually the intellect acts like an absorber or a reflector. So first of all, I absorb, I accumulate Sakash, and when I am fully immersed, fully absorbed in that love, in that subtle embrace with God, then the intellect becomes to reflect Sakash through, you know, calmness. Sometimes the Sakash can come through the eyes in the form of light, in the form of calmness, in the form of might, in the form of happiness, what Baba calls it as the rays. It's natural, you know, but I have to first of all experience that stage of fullness. No, that is when you become like a bestower. No, bestower stage is when you are not only full, but you are overflowing. So that embrace that you are experiencing, the love that is flowing through, reaches out to others in the form of happiness, in the form of lightness, in the form of calmness, at that time instantly. So, but while giving Sakash, you are totally beyond. You know, you don't have to have the awareness of giving. You are totally beyond. Your body is here, but you are not the intellect. The soul is in the body. The soul doesn't leave and go anywhere. But the intellect, the mind, the intellect is totally beyond the pull of this world. And so it can reach out to any number of souls when I have that kind of intellect being beyond. So it is a kind of what we call, you know, it feels as if your thought is inflated, you know, filled with light and might that automatically touches others. So this is why for me it is important to experience angelic form, angelic stage, being beyond the pull of the matter. Because how do I know I am in the angelic stage? How do I know I am experiencing the angelic form? I am beyond the pull of the matter. Because my feet of my intellect is beyond the pull. So the longer I experience my angelic stage, the longer I experience my angelic form, it is very easy to go into that stage when I am totally in the embrace of God. Because angels are human in form, but godly in nature. And that is why they are called instruments of God. So what angels do? They give sakash, protection. You know, they appear when it is necessary and then they disappear. They don't wait for applause. No, they don't wait for applause. They are not there. Before you recognize them, they have disappeared. So it is like a flash, no? It is like sudden lift that one experiences when we receive sakash. You know, you don't plan, but of course the good karma that you have accumulated over a period of time that allows your intellect to remain connected with Baba so powerfully, no, it feels like sometimes, you know, when you receive sakash, it feels like God is remembering you. See, there are two stages in Brahmin life. One is we remember God. So that is like climbing the ladder, you know, step by step. Of course, we get, according to our remembrance, we get the return. You know, love begets love, remembrance begets remembrance. But when I receive sakash, it is like sudden. It is not something like, you know, you sit down and you make the effort to forget your body and forget bodily relation, lift your intellect. So that is also okay, but that is not the stage of sakash. It is something that you receive suddenly and it lifts the soul and gives the experience of bliss, of calmness, of power, of energy that you know, may not have experienced even meditating for hours and hours. And that experience is so rich, it restores the energy of the soul and I can stay on with that energy for a longer period of time. So one of the methods actually we can use according to the present time to do mental service, service of the mind, service through the mind, is to prepare ourselves to receive God's sakash. To prepare our intellect to receive touching and catching power. You know, many times God gives touching, but because my intellect is not clean and clear, I don't catch. And so I am not able to do the right thing at the right time. So as we go along in this cycle of life in the confluence age, we need to prepare ourselves. No, that is why one of the things I always say, preparation to face the future is to prepare my intellect. Make my intellect so clean and clear that I am able to hear God speaking to me. Because it is the yoga of intellect I connect. So I have to make sure no one and nothing comes in between me and Baba. Because anything else touches my intellect, it becomes adulterated. Then there is difficulty in catching the touching that Baba gives me. So this is why what we should do now is, first of all, you know, pay attention to serving myself during the day in preparation to receive that special rays of light and might from Baba. It's not that Baba is starting to give you when you reach that stage. Just like the sun is shining all the time, God's rays of light and might is constantly being emitted. All that I need to do is to become a good receiver. You know, just like I give the example, the radio station now, it is broadcasting programs. It's in the air everywhere. But I cannot hear it because my radio set is not in tune according to the wavelength. If anyone's radio is in tune with the station, immediately you can hear what is happening. So in the same way, God's rays of light and might is for the children. Particularly at this present time, all that I need to do is to make myself in tune. Be in tune with that. So I need to change my frequency from this gross level to the subtle. Unless you don't change your frequency, you cannot be in tune. See, even today, you know, your headphones sometimes don't work because you have gone into wrong frequency, so you cannot hear your language, isn't it? So we all have to tune into that frequency. So go beyond the consciousness of the body, consciousness of the bodily relations, consciousness of anything that which is mundane. So my feeling is I need to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Without creating an attitude of unlimited disinterest, I cannot go beyond. The stage of being beyond helps my intellect to catch the touchings, catch the light, catch the might, the special rays of divine qualities that God is bestowing on all of us. And of course, together with unlimited disinterest, I should have introversion. I should maintain the silence of my mind. If I am having noise in my mind, I cannot even hear. So this is why it is also important to be economical in my thinking, and that is only possible when I am introvert. So loving introversion leads to solitude, and solitude creates inner silence, and in that inner silence, my frequency is ready to receive God's Sakash. So we should really experiment this while we are here so that we become filled with that Sakash. And then what Baba wants us to do, to give what we have received from Baba to the whole world, will happen naturally. Because when I am filled, when I become full, naturally it will reach out. So, you know, come into the body to perform action. As soon as the action is over, practice to go beyond. You know, that is why Baba says, 1 minute, take the body, perform action, detach yourself from the body. Dadi was talking about 4 stages. You know, we cannot experience the stage of being beyond suddenly, but First is detachment. Detachment from the body. Soul and body are separate. That you can practice it even when you are walking up and down for dinner, for class, to go to your rooms. Practice the detachment. You are separate, the body is separate. Car is separate, the driver is separate, you know. Then you become an observer. After detachment comes the stage of an observer. And after being an observer, you become witness conscious. You become like a witness conscious. You become not just an observer, but observer in the company of God. See, anybody can experience the stage of an observer. That's not enough. What is important to go beyond is witness conscious means experiencing being an observer in God's company. In Hindi, we use two words, Sati and Sakshi. So, Sati means company, Sakshi means observer. Observer being in the company of God. And that will take you into the final stage of being beyond. So that means you are here and yet, you know, nothing is pulling you. Just like Brahma Baba had this stage before he became Karmatit. People who knew him, they saw practically he was here, but he was not here. You know, people who came in front of him, they want to ask so many things. But Baba gave drishti in that stage that all their questions were answered. They didn't have anything to ask. So Baba also took them into that stage beyond. So when we begin to receive God's sakash, you know, there is natural feeling of going into that silence. Natural feeling of power of silence within. And that is what is going to create an atmosphere where together we can spread that rays of light and might to the whole world. So experiment with some of these things and see, you know, how you are able to make your mind so strong that your mind cooperates with you. So once my mind, my intellect, my sanskaras are all working in harmony, that is called soul consciousness. How do you know during the day at any time you are soul conscious? Your mind, your intellect, your sanskaras are in harmony. No conflict. No split personality. So you are just in one with yourself. And in that stage, it is very easy to connect with Baba and draw that light and might. So what we are going to do now for the next half an hour, experiment with that special feeling of allowing God's intellect to influence my intellect. So what I would like to request all of you to do is sit alert, because we have to be alert, you know, in this aspect. Sit straight, sit alert, in a comfortable position so that you don't need to change very often. I will help you with few thoughts, but then you embody that thought and allow God to do work on your intellect. So that together we create such a powerful atmosphere here that the warmth, the rays of light and might from Harmony Hall reach out to the whole world. Whichever soul is in need of whatever God's quality, they receive and they are thankful to God and grateful to God. So let us use this half an hour to serve our mind and through that mind serving others' minds. I allow my body to sit comfortably. Allowing all sounds of this world to fade away at a distance. I turn my mind within. I become aware of myself. As a tiny point of light, sparkling, shining in the center of my forehead. I am light. I am a being of light. I focus my thoughts towards this being of light. I begin to journey inwards. As my thoughts are concentrated towards the center of this being of light, I discover peace. I am peace, a being of peace. I am a peaceful soul. In this inner peace, I feel the inner power that fills me with the might. I am light. Filled with the might. I am feeling light. I am feeling weightless. In this awareness of being light, filled with might, I begin to move upwards. Like a beam of light, I move beyond this world of cosmos. I enter into the dimension of golden red light. In this dimension of golden red light, I see many points of lights like me. I am pulled towards one light, I go closer and closer to this light. I touch the light of God. Light upon light in silence. I am receiving rays of light and might from the Supreme, which is penetrating the soul and cleansing the soul. I am bathing in the rays of God's light and might. I am merged in the ocean of light. As if there is no difference between I, the soul, and the Supreme Light. I enjoy this feeling of being merged in the ocean of light. God's light. Within this light, I also feel the love God's love is healing the soul. God's love is nurturing the soul. The light of God enlightens my intellect. I am totally absorbed. My intellect is enlightened. God's Sakash is reaching out to me, healing, restoring the energy. I allow this experience. I allow this Sakash to fill the soul. In this experience, I see myself being beyond with my Baba, the Supreme Light. from beyond. Together with Baba, I cast my vision towards the earth down below, the blue-green planet. I see the world full of people crying out for peace, calling out for truth, searching for happiness. Together with Baba, I allow these rays of God's love, God's peace, and God's wisdom to reach out to these souls. I allow God's rays of light, of love and peace, reaching out to the souls on all four corners of the world. Healing, restoring the energy. I see myself with Baba as a point of light, with the supreme light. I absorb the light, and this light in the form of thoughts, in the form of rays, in the form of Sakash, fills the world. I am light. I absorb the light. I radiate light. I am light. I absorb light from the ever-lit light. Radiate thoughts filled with light. I absorb light from the supreme light. I emit light. light. I absorb light from the Supreme Light. I radiate light. I absorb light. I emit light. Radiating light. Like the sun spreading the rays together with the Supreme Light, totally filled with bliss in this experience of being beyond. Being connected to the Supreme Light. In my home, experiencing the stage of liberation. Feeling the sweetness of the silence in my home. I feel complete. I feel perfect in my home. I am equal to Baba, experiencing myself being totally merged in love. Totally one with God.